Hello DSC 260 Student Students. In this podcast, I give you general feedback on Assignment 1. By this time, all of you would have received your individual mark for Assignment 1, as well as Tutorial Letter 201 with the complete solutions. Please take the time to compare your calculations with the ones in Tutorial Letter 201. Remember, the examination consists of only written questions, so you also need to look at the way the calculations were set out in Tutorial Letter 201. That is how I would like you to answer these type of questions in the examination. As this was a multiple choice assignment, I can only give you general feedback. 81.6% of the students passed the assignment, while the average mark was 69.2%. 3 of the 38 students obtained full marks. Let's talk about the individual questions. About 82% of the students answered question 1 correctly. You had to make sure that you used the correct formula and information referring to effective capacity. Question 2. 50% of the students answered question 2 correctly. Here you had to notice that the workshop operated 2 shifts per day, which had to be taken into account when calculating the yearly production hours. Question 3. 92% of the students answered the question correctly. You knew which formula to use and how to substitute the correct values in the formula. Question 4. 90% of the students answered question 4 correctly. You knew how to subtract the number of current machines from the demand. Question 5. 50% of the students answered the question correctly. After so many of you correctly answered question 3 and 4, it was quite a surprise that only half of you had question 5 correct, which was basically just a combination of question 3 and 4. You need to read carefully, as 21% of you only gave the number of machines needed and not the number of extra machines as asked. Questions 6 and 7. 66% of the students answered question 6 correctly and 50% question 7. Here you need to make sure exactly how to calculate the rectilinear and Euclidean distances. If you struggle, look again at the activity on pages 6 and 7 in your study guide. Once you had the distances, you merely had to multiply the individual distances with its associated load, adding them all to determine the load distance score. Please note, whenever the number of decimal places is specified in a problem, you have to do your calculation using double the number of decimal places and only round off the final answer to the specified number of decimal places. It was not specified in these two questions, but you need to know how to deal with such a specification when it is asked. Question 8. 84% of the students answered question 8 correctly. It was a straightforward question with examples shown on pages 7 and 8 in your study guide and page 417 in your textbook. Question 9. 63% of the students answered question 9 correctly. In order to determine the cycle time, you first had to calculate the required output rate. You need to look carefully at the units. As the cycle time was asked in minutes per unit, I calculated my output rate in cards per minute. You also could have calculated the output rate in cards per hour with the cycle time in hour per card and then change the units to minutes per card. The important thing is that you had to ensure that the final answer was in the required units of minutes per unit. Question 10. 66% of the students answered question 10 correctly. The number of workstations is calculated using the cycle time and the assembly time. These times must be in the same units. On pages 296 and 297, as well as 300 and 301 in your textbook, you will find similar examples to question 9 and 10. Well done to everyone who passed this assignment. Keep up the good work. This is the end of the podcast on Assignment 1 Feedback.